You're listening to EPN.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, in association with eLos Angeles, is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Dr. Aristotle, who has provided treatment programs for accelerated healing and slowing the aging process for 20 years. As an author, he has also appeared in magazines and television shows and is in private practice in Carmel in Beverly Hills, California. Dr. Aristotle, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here.
It is a privilege and honor to have you on. So tell me, you suddenly became paralyzed in 2006 and that changed your life. Tell us a little bit about this and your personal journey of healing transformation.
Well, Eric, I noticed my body started becoming weak. I was a very healthy, active individual, from tennis to jogging, just keeping fit at the health club a few days a week. And that weakness slowly crept up on me where I would have a workout, say, for 45 minutes to an hour on the average, and those started decreasing to about 10 minutes. I would start lifting up a weight, and I thought, you know, I just can't do this anymore. Eventually, I found myself not being able to get out of the car. I found it difficult to step up on a curb and even walk upstairs, where at one point, I simply could not even lift my head up off the pillow. Then, within a few weeks, I was completely paralyzed, and I had to call my family, and I ended up in the ICU of a hospital where I stayed there for 72 days. And during that time, I needed round-the-clock care. At one point, to where the doctor said, there's nothing we can do for you, and you may never walk again, I was released. And I remember leaving the hospital, I was in an electric chair. And since I could only move my hands at the wrists, I would slowly push that little stick shift forward, back, left, and right. And I was lifted up onto one of these large buses for wheelchairs that specialized in delivery of patients. And I was sent home. And that's basically when my personal journey began. And I met the healing process face to face. Because at that point, I had to walk my talk, and I had to use what I had taught my patients over the years.
You know, honestly, I cannot even imagine going through that. Now, in your book, Change the Way You Heal, you mentioned the three T's that influence the way you heal and age. Explain to us what these three T's are.
Absolutely. In addition to our basic needs of air, food, and water, our bodies rely on balance and harmony. Our brain communicates through these electrical signals via nerves to all cells, the organs, muscles, and tissues. Now, something called the meridian system feeds all parts of our bodies with this electromagnetic energy. And it's similar to a radio wave. You can't see it, but you know it's there. Now, if this delicate balance in any of these systems breaks down, the signals being transmitted become unclear. And this dis-ease results, as did in my particular case. Now, there are three things that cause these life-sustaining signals to become distorted, and I call them the three T's. The thoughts that you think, the traumas that you've experienced, and the toxins that you've accumulated.
You're certainly hitting on all cylinders, let me tell you. Identifying the cause of pain is the first step to healing. What are the most common causes of illness in the body?
Well, Eric, it's been estimated that as many as 90% of doctors' visits are for symptoms that are at least partially stress-related. And stress speeds up the aging process, which means you age faster and you allow illness to come into your life. It could be any type of condition because of this stress-related issue that goes on in our systems. And when we're faced with the stress, we don't see it until an alarm system goes off in our bodies, which for me it was being paralyzed, because we have a tendency to wait to the last minute.
We are joined by Dr. Aristotle, who has provided treatment programs for accelerated healing and slowing the aging process for 20 years with a private practice in Carmel and Beverly Hills, California, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio in association with eLos Angeles, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You mentioned many healing tools that you use in your own practice and in your book. Can you tell me a little bit about those tools and their benefits?
Yeah, the meridian points, we need something to activate the points. And these tools include a handheld soft laser. It's called the Meridian Stim Plus, that you use on the wellness points and scar tissue on the body, because this meridian flow needs to have a smooth course as it travels through the bodies and through the organ systems. If we have scar tissue as a result of surgery, including cosmetic surgery, traumas, or any type of event where the scar blocks the meridian, you're going to have a change in flow, which will lead to pain or dysfunction in the body. The other tool that I used when I was going through my issue, and I also use with patients, is called a tapping Teixin. And it uses light tapping pressure on these points, which is a non-invasive process and very simple to use. Now, there was a unique therapy that I incorporated, and I learned this technique when I was at the Shanghai Qigong Research Institute in China. It uses low-frequency sound applied to different parts of the body, and it's handheld, and it also helps increase the healing effect and reduce pain. Now, the question is, where are the wellness points? Where are these meridians located? And that's where I've listed these with over 100 health conditions in my book, Change the Way You Heal, so that people can utilize these particular points and tools at home.
And what are some tips people can incorporate in their lives every day to help them heal?
In Chapter 9 of the book, I list 47 tips, and I'll give you a handful here to the listeners can take with them. Number one being, drink room-filtered water from glass bottles. The toxic chemicals in the glass bottles will slow down the healing because you need your system as clean as possible to strengthen the immune system so it can battle with whatever you're dealing with. And number two is to emotionally see the balance in all of the experiences. In other words, see the blessing behind the curse. When you're ill, you don't want to allow your body to become too elated, and you don't want to get too depressed. Emotionally, you need to stay neutral when it comes to your illness. An example of this was when I would receive a blood test, because they draw my blood at the wonderful hour of 4 a.m. every morning, and the test would come back usually about noon or so. Initially, when I had a good blood test, I would be elated, I'd be joyous, I'd be happy, great, I'm on my way back. But then the bad blood test results would come back, and I would find myself depressed. I was sad. I wasn't exactly sure what was going to happen, gloom and doom. However, when I found myself staying neutral with whether the test came back bad or they came back good, I stayed in that neutral space, and it was at that time I noticed the healing process was strengthened even more so. And the next tip is simply move your body. Walk up hills, do yoga, dancing, bicycling, whatever it takes. You can incorporate something like that every day in your life, and the healing process will be accelerated. Just move, depending on what your illness is. And the fourth tip, watch movies or listen to music that brings a tear of inspiration to your eye. Because when that happens, it does one of two things. It allows you to know, or it's a clue to what your purpose in life is. But more importantly, when you're trying to heal, it strengthens your immune system. I would, while laying in the bed, paralyzed, I would ask family members to bring a computer at my bedside, and I would watch movie clips on YouTube of films that I felt inspired me. The moments when the Rocky movies where he would overcome his opponent, I visualized my opponent being the condition and the problem I had, and just becoming victorious as a result of those inspirational movies. And the last thing, the last tip I'd like to leave the listeners with is, if you have toxic mercury fillings in your teeth, get them removed as soon as possible, because this burdens your immune system and it slows your healing. And that's exactly what had happened to me. It turns out that my paralysis and my life changed because of the toxicities in my system, specifically heavy metals and mercury being one of those.
Very, very informative. Dr. Aristotle, where can our listeners connect with you online and also to purchase your book?
Well, for access to my entire seven-step process to change the way you heal, you can go to the website at draristotle.com and you can get a copy of the book. And we also have some of the tools I mentioned today in packages that you can purchase for home use. And also what people enjoy doing, they enjoy communicating or touching bases with me in the Facebook community. We have over 5,000 people there, and that's at facebook.com/DOCTOR Aristotle. Or you can give us a call at 1-800-443-9005.
It's been great speaking with you. That was Dr. Aristotle, who has provided treatment programs for accelerated healing and slowing the aging process for 20 years with a private practice in Carmel and Beverly Hills, California. And the website of reference is simply draristotle.com. Dr. Aristotle, thanks so much for joining us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're very welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.